the number wonder down under for socks and has been for 20 years.
Evie Jones filling in for Fief. Get well, Fief. Oh, Fief will be unhappy because this is a great guest that she's missing out on, and we've played all his hits over the years here at the Fox. Here's just a few of them. And there's the swag of the new single, New Eyes, available to download or stream now. He's also touring Australia with Queen. That's like his side gig.
Yeah, it's just a couple of, just a little cashy on the side.
He's fronting Queen in Feb of next year at Amy Park. Those tickets from Ticketmaster.com.au. Adam Lambert is here, guys. Yeah.
Good morning. Mate, I apologise for my co-host, Byron Cook. He absolutely loves you. I've never seen him so excited. And he made it real awkward when he came in, didn't he?
No, I wasn't awkward at all.
Oh, come on.
We go way back. That was hey, what's up?
Yeah, I've been obsessed with this guy since he dominated American Idol. And how he didn't win American Idol, I still lose sleep over that. And it was 10 years ago, guys. Evie, he was by far the best singer in that contest.
And I can't even remember who won. That's how good you were.
Neither can I. I don't remember the name of the bloke who won either.
Was it a guy? I don't even know.
Yeah, don't know.
I gotta get my headphones on.
There you go. Put your headphones
on. What's going on?
Yeah, there's Evie. She's down the satellite. Yeah, there you go.
Oh yeah. I said, Adam, that I don't even know who won.
Was Chris Allen.
Oh yeah. What happened to Chris Allen?
He's still doing it, I think.
Oh, good on
still
him.
Still doing
yes.
his thing.
He's not fronting Queen though. No, is he? No,
that is true.
Now, mate, we'll talk about Byron because I think a couple of years ago he did ask you out on a date over Twitter to a Chinese restaurant, which got very weird.
That was awkward.
That was really awkward.
Coming back today saying hello, not awkward. Chinese food date, a little weird.
And then he did do this last time you were on, Adam. Have a listen to this.
Well, this was unfortunate.
This is really
awkward. This is all out of context.
Anyway, I'll talk to you soon, man. I'll
talk to you soon.
Love you. Love you. Love you, mate.
Thanks again.
Love you.
Bye.
Love you. How hard is it to say I love you back?
Adam,
oh my God. Was that edited? I feel like that was edited.
No, that's just what happened.
No, you didn't put those awkward giggles in?
Well, you could say it now.
I love you.
Oh yeah! My God, you've absolutely made his life. Now, you're playing fronting Queen, which is amazing, and I just did a big free slide on Monday for the AFL football, where we're raising money to fight MND.
Oh, cool!
So I went down to Steven Seagal, which is just a throwback to 2009 when I got really pissed and I got sacked and I acted like Steven Seagal. But one of my ex teammates who I used to play against, Nick Riewoldt, he dressed up as
Freddie
Mercury.
Oh, wow.
And he did this. This is him. I'll show you a bit of a clip. Maybe you can get some moves from him.
Wow. He looks great.
Nailed it, didn't he?
Yeah, that's the look.
How did he go with his moves?
This is before the movie, huh?
No, this was Monday.
He did this on Monday.
This is Monday just gone.
Well, he's got the moves. He's got the jeans.
He's got the teeth.
Yeah. He's got his little armband. That's a very nice detail there. Good job, dude.
Did a great job, didn't he?
Was he lip syncing or did he sing?
No, he didn't sing.
he probably was singing. For the best. Yeah.
He was singing, but he was all out of sync.
He had all the moves. Now, obviously, Adam, we are excited because you have new material out, New Eyes. Now, that's available to download or stream now. You've got the tour with Queen. What else excites us? And, Evie, I want you to take a guess as well. Mm. Outside, we are giving away the entire contents of the Fox FM compact disc library, Adam.
Oh, wow.
I mean, because no one uses them anymore.
Do you have a CD player?
I think I have one in my car.
Yeah.
Some cars are still made, even the new ones. It's a 2019, and there's still a CD player in there.
Wow. Wow.
I know. I looked down when I bought it, and I went, what's this for?
Hey, have a look. It's a very good point.
What are you going to do with this?
CD stacker. Maybe you can put the 8 in there. How many do you reckon is out there, Evie? Take a guess. I mean, you're looking at piles of CDs.
I'm going to say 15,222.
Wow. Okay.
Now, Adam, what we've decided, because you're such a special guest, you can get take this microphone. This is a wireless microphone. Uh-huh. You're allowed to go out there to that pile of CDs. You can, A, take a guess at how many, and if you get it right, you'll win the whole lot.
You can pick a CD. Or you can pick one.
What's the other option?
You can pick one CD and put it in your 2019 car.
I like that. I'll take a CD, yeah. Should I go tell you what I find?
Yeah,
go ahead. So we'll take a little walk here with Adam, and he will now go.
He said he loved you.
Walking to the pile of CDs.
Here he goes. This is live. This is Adam live.
This is happening.
Go, Adam.
101.9 FM. Wow. Oh my God. I had some of these albums. I'm seeing stuff that I recognize. These are like real throwbacks too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like the real deal.
What can you see? What are some of the ones that are really striking you there, Adam? Pick one up.
I see a George Michael CD. And you know I love George Michael.
It's outstanding.
But there's no... It looks like a promotional thing because there's no label on the back.
We didn't say it was a good collection. Okay.
Not for resale.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Any others you like the look of?
Let me see here. Hold on. Oh, a Paula Abdul album.
Oh!
I had this.
Oh, wow.
I had this CD back in the day.
And of course, Paula was
Forever
American,
Your Girl. This is her big thing.
American Idol judge when Adam was
on. Well, you can take that and stick it in your 2019 Beast.
I'm taking this.
Yeah! There it goes. Adam has taken the Paula Abdul CD. So
vintage.
Now, all guesses, we must minus by one CD because.
We've thrown it out to our listeners and they get to guess on Instagram on Fifi, Fev, and Byron. And if they guess the exact right number, they get to take the whole lot.
That's crazy. But they better have a CD player.
I love when he said, I don't want it.
Yeah, I don't want it.
We're surprised anyone did. Thanks so much, Adam, for coming in. And of course, we'll be seeing you at Amy Park next February. It's going to
absolutely
go off.
Yes,
it's going to be amazing.
And we can't wait for the new single, New Eyes. It is, in fact, out right now to download and stream. So check it all out. Adam Lambert right here on The Fox.
101.9
The Fox.
The Fox.
Evie Jones filling in for Fief. You know her from Gogglebox. I'm a Celebrity. Get me out of here. Great to have her on board. She's actually in our Sydney studios this morning down the old satellite link, but we can't wait for her to get to Melbourne when she fills in for Fief Fev for her whole maternity leave. We can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I'm in Sydney now. You know I live in Sydney, but I did used to live in Melbourne, and when I moved away from Melbourne, I couldn't wait. I have tried to get back to Melbourne, and now I finally got a reason. So I'm going to totally relocate from Sydney back to Melbourne.
Oh, like, and I can't officially move back to Melbourne.
I'm going to base myself in Melbourne. It's just a better city to live in.
Oh yes. God, have you seen where you're going to live? Have you worked it out?
The last time I was here, I was living north side of the river.
Yes.
So I'm going to do south side.
Oh
of the
yeah,
river.
Bayside.
Yes.
Oh, welcome.
I'm going to represent.
Yeah.
Thinking, I've already started looking for places, and I've already actually been rejected a few, and I'm really upset about that.
Ouch.
It's like, do they not know who you are?
Just drop mine and Fee's name. Not
well, that's what I'm going to have to start doing.
Mine won't help.
I can give you a nice little
ref.
Yeah, a nice little reference.
Probably use Fief. Just use Fief.
Okay.
Especially Bayside.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday, I went and bought some boxes because I thought I'm just going to do a slow pack. You know, like just a slow. Well, my packing is so slow. I packed a box yesterday.
One box.
Yep. Just
wow.
One.
Wow.
And then I sat down and had wine. And I did an Insta story about how I had just packed said box.
I've watched this.
And then I said, my wine's run out of my glass and I'm really hoping my flatmate was sitting out in the backyard watching my Insta stories and saw that my wine had run out and she could come in and fill my glass up because, you know, I have dogs sitting all over me.
Sure.
It worked. Totally came in and she poured me a glass of
wine. That's unbelievable.
Mate, I need one of them at home. I've got kids that get me beers. That's a good thing. But moving's the pits, Evie. I might give you a couple of numbers for removalists. They're easy.
Yes, please.
They come in, they clean everything, chuck it on the back of a truck, and then you can just, you don't have to worry about anything.
Hang on. Maybe it's because she's only filling in for Fief, but in the past, if I've moved around the country, they pay, this company, the parent company, pay. They pay, and they pay for someone to do it all for you.
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah.
I think you've heard it here first.
Yeah, we'll work on that.
We'll hit up Dave Cameron and Amanda. You know Amanda well. And we'll just say all your expenses for moving need to be covered.
I think we've agreed to that.
Relocation.
Yeah, relocation fee.
Lock that in.
101.9
The Fox.
The Fox.
This is where you call up and sing your favourite TV jingles. Evie loves to play this one, filling in for Fife.
Yeah, she loves it.
So we'll have callers ready to go, guys, and then we have to sort of guess what they're singing, and then we'll play the actual song after they're finished singing.
All right, we've got Lisa. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, guys. How are
Hi.
You?
We're very good. We've got
Hi,
Evie sitting in.
Hello, Lisa.
You're an Evie fan, Lisa.
I love Evie. She's so good.
Oh, thank you.
But I like Fifi too. I like
yeah.
Fifi.
No, you don't need to.
You can say you love Evan Bryan too. That's fine. Yeah.
Sounding a bit needy. Let's just get straight into the singing.
What's your favourite jingle, Lisa?
My dad picks the fruit that goes to cottage to make the cereal that I like best.
My dad picks the fruit that goes to cottage to make the cereal
that I like best. There's another one to that. Yeah. My dad picks his
nose or bum. Goes to snotties. Makes the boogers that I like best.
Wow, you two, a couple of children in here in the studio.
Elias, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, bro?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not bad, mate. What's your favourite TV jingle?
Oh, look, it was one that always stuck to me, and it was the banana song.
Oh, yeah, punch it out.
Oh, we all banana, 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 makes those bodies sing.
It does make those bodies sing.
Banana, 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 make those bodies sing.
Make those bodies sing.
Oh, the old baritone at the end. Make those bodies sing.
Oh, very good.
Thank you.
Great song.
Great song. Well done, Elias.
Guys, just quickly, do you think bananas need advertising? They're quite an obvious thing to buy. Do you need to advertise bananas? Or just that you just buy them?
I think you would just need an advertisement, make sure that people peel them before you eat them.
Great.
That's a great point, Evie.
But that ad didn't have anything about peeling. But
no, it didn't.
God, it's a good ad.
It's a good ad. Bonnie from Craigieburn. Good morning, Bonnie.
Hello, how are you guys?
Good.
Not too bad. I think you're going to punch out one of the great TV ads of all time.
So I was singing this last week while you guys were talking about it. So let's see if I can remember it properly. All right, ready? Decore, re, re, decore, re, re, decore, re, re, decore. As I shine to my hair, I really love my decore. I love his feeling, and so does the family.
Oh, yeah.
Decorate.
Brilliant.
I'm so sorry now. I'm looking at my ugly voice.
Don't be sorry.
Don't be sorry, Bonnie. That's amazing.
We'll bring that game back again. It is 8-8 here at the Fox with Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Still around, too. Decorate.
Decorate, yeah, great product.
101.9 The Fox.
There's been a new survey done, Evie. The sexiest town in Australia, top 10.
Melbourne.
No. Melbourne. There's not one Melbourne in the top 10. And I'll just give you a little bit of a brief here. There's a lot of towns here that have fly-in, fly-out workers.
Oh.
Just to paint the picture. Number one,
yes.
Gladstone.
Hang on a minute. Gladstone, Queensland,
is
officially the sexiest town in Australia.
Sexiest town. Number two, Brisbane. Okay, Brisbane's quite nice. Brisbane. I agree with that. Townsville comes in at number three.
No.
So Queensland, top three.
It's all about Queensland.
It is. But then we go up to the Northern Territory, Alice Springs. Yeah, that's pretty. Wagga Wagga.
Wagga Wagga?
Yeah,
that's
in New South
sexy.
Wales. It's not sexy
at all.
You
can't even say Wagga Wagga and sound sexy.
No. Where do you live? Wagga Wagga? It doesn't sound sexy.
I peed in a pool once there.
There you go. I said peas in the pool.
Okay, that's not sexy.
Mackay, Queensland. Mackay.
No, Mackay.
Mackay.
Launceston, Tasmania. Yeah, Launceston's pretty.
Yeah, it's
like
a bit cold. I wouldn't say it's sexy. Though.
Coming in at number eight. You would love this one. Newcastle, Lake Macquarie.
Okay, look, I grew up a bit in Lake
Macquarie.
Did a bit
of your best work down there.
There is nothing sexy about that place.
Adelaide, number nine. No one goes to Adelaide. And Rockhampton comes in at number 10. So five Queensland places in the top 10.
That's right. Who did this survey?
Wow, I'm glad you asked, Evie. It's an adult shop called Love Honey has revealed the top 10.
There you go.
Yeah, the fly in, fly out.
This is not a sexiest list. This is the most desperate list. the most desperate cities in Australia for loneliness.
Well, I mean, there may be a correlation between the level of product.
An adult shop buyer.
Volume of product sold.
Now that list makes sense.
Yeah, no, okay. So look, and because no Melbourne suburb has featured, this is a great opportunity, guys, for you to call us on 131060 and put your Melbourne suburb forward as Melbourne's sexiest suburb.
Pitch your suburb.
131060. When I lived in Pakenham, it was hot. I mean, you could wear your UGG boots to the local Aldi, and that, you know you could get away with that, and it felt really liberating.
So you know, I'm in Sydney today. Mm-hmm. I just came from Rudy Hill.
Sounds sexy.
No, I'm not even going to say it like that.
No,
okay. I reckon St Kilda be a bit sexy.
Oh.
A little
60. Bit happens around St Kilda.
Okay.
What about Franger?
Frankston.
Franger!
131060.
Frankston South is actually beautiful.
Nominate
very nice.
Your sexy suburb right now. 131060 on the Fox.
Nazawaza.
We've got to get Nazawaza in the list.
Nazawaza sexy.
That's hotter than Gladstone.
My statue's there on Web Street.
Bev and Byron, that's sexy.
1019, The Fox.
Bev is armed with an alarming study. This is unbelievable, Bev. The sexiest towns in Australia.
Yes, voted by the one and only Love Honey Adult Shop. Coming in at one was Gladstone, Brisbane, Townsville, Alice Springs, Wagga Wagga, a lot of Queensland in there, where Eve used to do some of her best work, Lake Macquarie. How sexy is Lake Macquarie?
Oh, I tell you right now, there's a lot of lonely boys in Lake Macquarie.
As you discovered.
Yes, I discovered.
Ooh. Alicia from Altona, good morning.
Oh, hi, how are you?
I'm good. What's your sexy suburb?
Well, we're trying to nominate Melbourne suburbs because none of them were included on this list.
No, zero.
We're saying, hey, come on, let's sell in Melbourne's.
We're a clean town.
Sexy suburbs.
Yeah, Altona is by far the best suburb in the western suburbs. Good-looking guys.
Good-looking guys.
Oh, okay, that's good. Good-looking guys. Okay.
And that's it?
Well-trimmed beard, nice cars.
Oh, geez, Byron, do you live in Altona?
Hang on, I've got a nice Nismo, I've got quite a nice beard. Maybe I should move to Altona.
Yeah.
Well, no, I wouldn't stand out there because all the other guys look like that.
No, you'd stand out.
Okay.
You look good.
Thank you.
This could be a really good way to find out where I'm going to move to.
Oh, yeah, because Evie's going to relocate from Sydney back to her favourite city in the world, Melbourne.
Melbourne,
so mark Altona down as guys with nice beards.
Here's one for you, Evie. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Very well. What's sexy? Good. What town?
Well, I've got the spot for you, Evie. It's got to be Frankston.
Franger! Yeah!
You can wear your UGG boots and onesie to the supermarket. Yeah. That's sexy.
You find that hot.
I can see myself doing that. That is sexy.
What else does Frankston bring?
We got the beach. Got to be sexy down the beach,
yes.
Right?
Good point. Nothing better than a little bit of a...
UGG boots and your onesie to the beach.
Oh, that is so
bit of,
sexy.
Bit of an ocean.
Could do that.
Sold.
Yeah, sit on the beach, fish and chips, seagulls, onesie and some UGG boots.
Yes.
That sounds awful. Rochella.
Morning, guys.
Pretty sure it's Rochelle, but either way.
Rochella.
Well,
I have to say, hands down, Mornington. We're from the hot springs.
Oh, you do.
Nothing is hotter and sexier than that.
Isn't the hot springs a little bit further down the peninsula?
Oh, same.
You can't claim the hot springs.
You can't claim the hot springs.
They're not in your suburb.
Yes, they can.
It's like hot springs are in Rye. Down the back beach.
1019. The Fox.
What about this on Sunrise? We couldn't believe Koshy's.
Oh, revelation.
You never peed in your pool.
No. I can't believe you. Koshy just said you were watching that. Who doesn't pee in the pool?
In your own pool, no one else's. That's a lot of water around it. That's why you chlorinate.
Now, guys, this was discussed earlier in the show. We'll get to an expert in a minute who can clear all this up. But for those who didn't hear the original conversation, Evie, Fev, peeing in the pool, yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's fine.
So you're both okay with peeing in it?
Well, mate, if you need to go, you need to go. There's a lot of kids that need to go. They wee in the pool. The chlorine fixes it. And if you do wee in the pool and you're in a certain pool, maybe the purple dye comes around and ousts you. But that's the game. Oh, God, has this got purple in it? Oh, let's just see if we can do a wee.
Okay.
You're with me, are you, Evie?
What about saltwater pools?
Ooh, where the chlorine doesn't do its job.
There's no chlorine.
The salt will degrade the neuron.
All right, so why don't we bring in... That didn't sound like a very, very informed...
That was very scientific.
That didn't sound informed.
Have we got a scientist?
Yeah, we do. We've got Dr. Carl. Yeah, Dr. Carl!
Well, hang on. Dr. Carl, who we all know from the ABC, and of course, Dr. Carl has...
One of the great scientists.
...his new book, Vital Science. Now, this idea that the chlorine just makes the pee go away, I think that's what people were arguing about here, Dr. Carl. Welcome.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, Dr. Byron, Dr. Fev and Dr. Irvy. So the chlorine is very cheap, it's very effective. It kills various nasties in your swimming pool. And once in the morning, in the water, it immediately splits into hypochlorous acid, which is very quick at killing the bacteria, and hypochlorite ions, which are very slow. However, these later guys, they quickly fade your swimming cozies, so you should quickly rinse them immediately getting out of the water. But the point is that the chlorine will kill the bacteria, and usually you don't find your bacteria in urine. Urine is made from water, inorganic salts, urea.
So it's just water.
Yeah, creatinine, a whole bunch of other chemicals, so you're not really going to... find any problems with urinating in the water except sort of yucky problems. Somebody urinated, yuck.
But it's not bad.
Providing bad germs, making the chemistry of the pool bad, you'd have to have a lot of people urinating all the time.
Oh, God, Dr. Carl, you didn't help me with the dirty rain, but geez, you've saved me with the pee in the pool. So that's fine, Evie. You can pee in the pool.
You can, and it's okay. Dr. Carl, do you hear of people drinking their own wee?
Well,
they have. About 100 million people do it every day. It's part of a subculture.
In India?
In India.
Yes.
It is supposedly the saying from the Vedas goes like this. The wise man, I'm sorry about the sexist thing, the wise man rises during the night and drinks the mid-urine stream.
Yeah, I often do that.
Yeah, and apparently... This is supposed to be rich in melatonin, which will then help you meditate, because melatonin is a very, very mild hallucinogenic. So while you're meditating away for 4 hours, it'll relieve pain and make you think, wow, I'm having a really good time meditating, instead of lying in bed sleeping.
Okay, good stuff.
You know what? I might. Let's do this tomorrow.
No.
I'm going to drink my own wee first thing in the morning, instead of a coffee.
Yep.
And then I'll meditate.
Okay, well.
And then I'll feel amazing. Won't I, Dr. Carl?
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Dr. Carl. It is the Fox at 8:20.
No.
But
what we got out of that, Byron, is you can pee in the pool.
Okay.
Yeah, pee in the pool.
101.9
The Fox.
Evie Jones is
people are getting in trouble.
What? Are you okay?
People are getting in trouble.
Oh, yes. In Italy, people are getting in trouble. Evie Jones filling in for Fife this morning. This seems a bit of an overreaction from Italian authorities.
You can't even take a photo or eat a spaghetti bog anymore.
You know,
without getting in trouble.
With a messy eating, Eve, like, kids would struggle.
Oh.
Because if you're having a pasta, kids don't, they don't eat that clean.
What about babies?
Yeah, it goes everywhere.
Well, I don't know that babies are getting imprisoned.
What about old people?
Okay. Certainly, Roman authorities are cracking down on a whole bunch of things in Rome at the moment, and tourists are being affected. There's some ridiculous fines being issued for people just getting photos with centurions. I mean, that seems an unusual way to get in trouble overseas, Fev.
Yeah, so we threw it out to Melbourne, 131060 Evie. Have you been in trouble abroad? And Kathy from Geelong.
We've had quite the calls, haven't we?
Mate, I've never seen so many callers. We're a bad bunch of people, the Aussies.
Fev, the ones we can't
love it.
There's ones we can't put to air, lots of them. So
I would have loved to have put all of them to air. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you get in trouble overseas?
I certainly did. I decided back in April, Easter of 2003, I was going over to Providence, Rhode Island, and I'd get a flight via San Francisco. And, of course, the plane was late from Australia. I get to San Francisco and I go through the terminal bit because I've got to hurry to catch the next adjoining flight. And I hand over my passport and then they're looking. Next minute, all come these people with guns and they take me away and they decided that I had robbed, committed armed robbery and robbed some banks in Texas.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my.
So you obviously look like someone. You had a doppelganger.
I had the same name. I looked like them. They did iris scans. They did fingerprints. They did DNA. They checked everything.
Wow.
And they interrogated me for hours and hours because they thought I was fleeing and had committed all these armed robberies, so they had to check everything out.
But they let you off, obviously.
Oh, eventually.
How long did it take before they let you off?
Oh, hours and hours.
What an ordeal. That's a horrific ordeal is what that is.
Yeah. That's an amazing story.
It was terrifying.
Oh, bad holiday. Did you get to your destination eventually? Or
I did the next day.
Okay.
You got a good story to tell, though, Kath.
Banks when you got there?
She's not an actual armed robber.
No, but if I was Kathy, I just would have robbed the bank after that, because then I would say, it wasn't me, it was the other girl. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning.
Have you been in trouble overseas?
My son and his friends were in Bali and the ATM ate their card, so they ripped the ATM out of the wall.
Right, you shouldn't really do that.
No. So they went back to their motel and security quickly told them to leave the country or they would go to prison.
I'm surprised they didn't lock him up and put him in Karabakan.
Yeah. Wow, and thank goodness. I did joke with my son that he would share a room with Chappelle.
Okay, that's probably...
Not anymore.
Well, Chappelle got let out all the time anyway. She was allowed to go out and party.
Actually, Evie, when we were in Bali for Fev's Bali Bucks, I remember we were in a cab coming from where we did the show back to our villa, and Fev popped into Karabakan to see some mates.
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
popped
how was
in.
It?
Yeah, I didn't know anyone, but I popped in.
You've got mates now, though.
Yeah, who?
Well, all of them in there.
Yeah, they're all my mates now? No, I didn't actually quite get in because it was a Sunday, but I got to look in where they come in and they give them their Maccas and stuff. So I had a bit of a look.
Did you give them some Maccas?
No, there was no one in there because it was Sunday.
Did you just eat some Maccas in front of... Oh, no.
No, but when you walk into Karabakan, they've got like a little kiosk so you can buy all the essentials for everyone and then you go in through the... It's amazing. Jail's fascinating.
And also, can I just ask, how bad is the gluing situation of the ATMs in Bali that you can just pull it out?
I do need to look at that. Underworks, the number wonder, down under for socks, and has been for 20 years.